Yo, 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 Gangali in the building, all fruits ripe. You done know we got real talk with real people in these real times going on up here in the social lab with TM Hyman Radio. Yeah.
TM Hyman Radio. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. What you hear is the weather all, like, in my voice. Man, listen. Bundle up, people. It's cold out there. It's that season. I just wish it stayed, like, this season. Man. Tonight we're talking about teacher charged after cutting the student's hair. Like, I saw this video, and I'm a little confused because clearly this teacher was, like, on one. Like, what the one, like, thing was, I'm really not sure. She might have been on a couple ones. Clearly something was wrong with this, like, weirdo teacher. We'll get into it. Did you all see the baby pulled from the little kids? Like, the mother, she's not a little kid, she's a mother. Like, the mother's arms today in Atlanta. Plus, we were just talking about the whole Kevin Hart debacle. Lot to get to in a short period of time. Again, it's the Social Lab. Before we go any further, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, give it up, hot chocolate. Man, we need some damn hot chocolate right now. What's popping?
Hey, it's cold, I like man. That. Oh, okay. I need it. Warranted this time of year, popular in high demand. Okay. Hello, TM Hot Radio family.
Popular.
I am here at your service, your girl Hot Chocolate. All right, let's work.
All right.
You said it. All the way live from Columbia, South Carolina. You said it.
Hey.
Welcome, Fee.
Yes, it is cold as a polar bear's toenails out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I need to know who did not pay the electric bill.
Oh,
can we get just
bill?
A little bit of heat out here? Yeah.
Like the elders used to say, the hawk is out.
Yes, God.
The hawk
yes, God.
Is
the hawk.
Certainly out.
Absolutely.
The hawk is certainly out. Hey, let's get right to it. A teacher in California faces charges after forcibly cutting a student's hair while singing a national anthem. 52-year-old Margaret, I'm going to call her, like, Gleesinger, because you know I'll mess her name up. But it looks like Margaret Gleesinger, 52 years old, who was teaching at the University Preparatory High School, is facing 6 misdemeanor charges, 1 count of false imprisonment, 2 counts of cruelty to a child, 2 counts of battery, and 1 count of assault. The California high school teacher has lost her job and is facing, like, these multiple charges after, like, cell phone video emerged showing her forcibly cutting a student's hair, like, belting out, like, the incorrect words to the national anthem. Incorrect.
Wait, that's not funny.
Like, I saw the video, and I saw for myself. You would have thought that it was, like, something off of the Saturday Night Live comic relief. Like, this lady's husband saw the video and said that it was completely out of her character to be acting this way. The lady appeared to me to be, like, under the influence of, again, something. Certainly on.
Is she having a nervous breakdown or something?
Know. Listen, like, totally lost her damn mind. But, I mean, this is the question I'm asking tonight. Like, if a teacher cut your child's hair at school, like, what happens when you go up to the school? And jump on it, 917-889-3926. We want to hear from you. If you get a call to come up to the school because the teacher has, like, given your son or daughter a trim that you didn't ask for, that they didn't ask for, while singing the national anthem. Like, what are you saying when you show up at the school? We want to know. So we're going to start right here with you two parents who I'm sure have gone up to the school for some reason or another.
You hear the deep
breath.
Let's start with the birthday girl. You know, it's a countdown. Let's start with the birthday girl. What are you doing when you show up to the school, Hot Chocolate? Your daughter's hair, son's hair just got snipped by the singing teacher.
Well, for those who know me well, know that there are a few things that I do not play around with. One being my children, one being my granddaughter. Anywhere inside of that realm where you're dealing with forcibly doing anything to them, and in the granddaughter's area, hair is very big because she does have a very decent length of hair and always has. And you're cutting my granddaughter's hair without my permission and forcibly. So what I'm just going to ask you to do is you to know that there's bail money stashed somewhere, right? Just go ahead and get the bail money. Don't ask no questions. Just show up for me. That's all I ask you to do. It's only a couple of situations that I ask you to do that as well, this being one of them.
We're going to need
go get the bail money.
This is a pretty weird, like, situation. It's not like the students, like, you know, I think when they realized this lady was not playing, because one student went forth, like, you know, setting a chair, trying to be obedient to the teacher, even though he was appearing very hesitant. You know, the student moves away, and then the teacher holds the scissors above, you know, another female student's hair, demanding that, you know, another student come to the front of the class. You know, she can be heard actually telling telling the students that someone will be chosen if no one volunteers. What happens when your daughter or your son is chosen?
Well, honestly, the next picture y'all would see of me, I would probably resemble Cleo from Set It Off. I have the straight backs. I'll have an orange. Yeah, I have an orange jumpsuit on. Yeah, because it would have went down. Yeah, it would have went down all day long. Seriously, it would have went down. And I mean, I've had all day long. I had a situation, it was years ago, when my oldest was about 3 and went to the school because she showed me where it was nail marks in her arm from where the teacher pinched her. And she was going to a Christian school, and I beat everyone there. The school opened at 6. I was there probably about 5:30. And I sat in the parking lot, and I just waited. And the director was just like, oh, we're glad to see you here. No. Where's the teacher?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she saw the crazy in my eyes. But the teacher came through the door with her son. And the first thing the director said, well, before we start this meeting, can we pray? No, we ain't praying. We ain't praying right now. Sure. We ain't praying right now. So, yeah, it went down in that office. And by the time I was done with her, I was like, you know, now we can pray. We can pray. I'm not going to say on air what happened, because I'm going to incriminate myself. But, yeah, now we can pray. Now we can. Mm. So, yeah, you don't play with nobody's child. Not on my watch.
Yeah, this sounds very weird, you know. But parents, come on, let's really begin to not as if you've not been already, but let's start to pay a little bit like closer attention. There's something happening right now across our landscape, and for some reason, people seem to think that they can do whatever they want to do. We're experiencing that more and more. Where it just seems like people are just kind of just losing their minds, doing whatever they want to do. Pay attention, specifically for the sake of your child. Pay attention. People are weirdos.
They are.
A case of the weirdos. Interesting.
I was just going to say, with your kids, it's a scary fact that you have to think the time that your children spend with these educators that we entrust in their care is a great portion of their, you know, of their lives. And again, we're entrusting our kids with these people, and we got to do a better job of mental health screenings, mental health support for our educators.
Absolutely.
We got to step up to the plate.
And there's a, I don't want to get into that. Hey, we're going to flip the script and talk about this Kevin Hart situation with the Oscars. It's 9:15. This is
Long Break. See him,
We were talking about this a little bit before we came on the air. And so, you know, Fee brought up, well, posed the question, you know, what are your thoughts surrounding what appears to be a double standard? And I'm not sure that it is a racial situation as much as, well, you know what, guess what? I know it is. I'm sure. I retract that statement. It is absolutely racial, but it is a double standard, I think, at a time where the nation has become like super duper sensitive. Chocolate said it, and I was having a conversation even earlier today in reference to how people just kind of have to watch what they say. But you know, one person who I think, in the name of comedy, and because people just genuinely just kind of know, and who does not really like watch what they say, the one person who I think I've even seen like touch women and say like things that I think would be inappropriate if a man said it. Again, it's a double standard during this sensitive time, but she's staying true to herself. However, it appears it's Ellen.
Uh-huh.
Ellen DeGeneres, I think, is so it's such an icon. But at the same time, I think that there's a double standard when it comes to Ellen. I've seen Ellen like touch on women. You know, I've seen Ellen say some very inappropriate things, in my opinion, to women. If a man said that same thing, you know, it would be deemed completely different. But again, it's a double standard for whatever reason. But Fee, can you share your thoughts surrounding the whole situation and the purpose of you bringing up the topic?
I brought it up because I feel like, as you stated, it's a double standard. I don't want to say it's more so race. I won't say that. I think it's more so, like you said, we are so sensitive. And now, because of social media, we can definitely now pull records, you know, oh, no, he can't do this because he said X, Y, in 88. What? We've all said something that we may not be proud of, but
for people
it's
who may not
documented.
Be following this, can you provide the background? Can you provide the background?
Well, he posted some tweets back in 2011 that were deemed homophobic. But if you followed, and it's not to just tap him on the hand for what he said, because it was vulgar what he stated. But if you followed Kevin's career, he comes out very outlandish at times. He comes very sideways at times. So it wasn't anything to me when I read it. It wasn't anything out of character. It just sounded like something that he would say. But to me, because it was quote unquote the Oscars, it was like, oh no, we have to put it on Front Street as to what was said. But basically came to him and said, look, we have these tweets. You can still host if you apologize. Basically, he said, kiss my natural black ass. I said it. I did, and I apologize if I offended anyone. However, I'm not apologizing for anything. Yeah, I said it. Was he wrong? In my opinion, no. Because he stood by what he said.
He stood his ground.
He stood his ground. He stood his ground, you know. He was like, look, yeah, 2011,
busy,
I did
so it really
that.
Doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
And there's well, nothing to
that's
work
my bed after that.
Because you have options when you work it.
Right.
Yeah, that's just one more night he gets with his family. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he ain't going to miss a meal.
Moving
he's definitely
right
not
going to
miss a paycheck. You know, he's going to keep it pushing. But, mm-hmm. I mean, Nick Cannon, he pulled some, I think it was her name, Amy Schuler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sarah Silverman.
He pulled several different tweets that were deemed homophobic, just blatant racist. But guess what? Everybody was just kind of like, oh, well, why would you do that? Let's still talk about Kevin. He's like, no, we're not going to keep talking about Kevin. Let's talk about this person. Why isn't she being reprimanded for what she said? You know, so I don't know. I think that we all just need to stop all this holding hands and kumbaya and all this kind of extra crap, because everybody can't be that freaking sensitive. It's like, whatever, you know, get over it, build a bridge and get the freak over it.
Right.
Seriously. It's not that serious.
Yeah,
not at all.
I totally connect with, you know, you're not going to be able to please everybody.
Not at all.
You know, but at the same time, I have learned to introspect. I've learned to, like, you know, really do some self-evaluation to make sure that I'm not in a negative situation.
Right.
I think at some point you have to check yourself, but at the same mm-hmm. time, you have to be yourself. And when you begin to not be yourself in an effort to be careful about how other people perceive what you're going to say or how you said what you said, you're entering dangerous territory, because, you know, then you become unauthentic. And I think
right.
it's extremely important that we all remain authentic while being respectful. But listen, folks, you're way too sensitive. We've become way too sensitive. We don't want our messages to get lost in what we're saying, because when we, you know, think about our words too much, when we become very eloquent at what we're trying to communicate, listen, all of what you're trying to say gets lost. Say what you got to say. Just say it. You know, don't be disrespectful, but just say what you got to say. If people misinterpret it, you know, provide the clarity, but, you know, I mean, for sensitive people, man, let it be. Let the ball bounce where it may. Say what you got to say. Keep it moving. Good for you, Kevin Hart, for standing your ground.
Got to say what you mean and mean what you say.
That's it. And
absolutely.
I'm pretty sure he would have felt extremely watered down had he came with the whole break out the violin. Let me apologize, you know, and he would have lost. I mean, he would have lost some serious clout. I mean, no, he wouldn't have lost any dollars, and he could probably care less about the clout part. But, and, you know, when it's all said and done, everybody will be sitting back like, really, dude?
Right.
Now you're going to go back and apologize? Like, come on. Like, that's just ridiculous.
And the next thing would have been for them to censor even more, you know, I guess his presentation at the awards. Like, that just calls for more scrutiny.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that totally.
Yeah.
But
yep, absolutely. I certainly believe it was a power move, as you said. It made him even more credible, and he's already fighting, you know, a war, you know, that he's not a kiss up to Hollywood. And so I think, you know, this definitely won him some points.
Right.
Hey, 925, where I'm here in ATL, 625 in Los Angeles, California. We got the birthday girl hanging out with us, so we are upon her birthday.
Hey, yes, it's
nobody
tomorrow.
Celebrates like hot chocolate when it comes to the birthday.
That's right.
I try to do my thing, and I didn't used to celebrate like this all the time, and I had a friend who scoffingly told me one day, when I was celebrating, I want to say like my 42nd birthday, he says, you know, why do you have a party every year? Why do you do something, you know, every year? You just need to do that for milestones. And I was like, well, actually, every day that you wake up to a birthday, any day is a milestone. So why not celebrate it? And there you go.
And you
living in the A is easy.
Well,
yes.
Happy birthday.
You're deserving. Happy birthday.
Thank you
and,
so much.
I totally agree. Every day you wake up is certainly a day to celebrate.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know you're going to turn up this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're in the A and you want to come and say hello to Hot Chocolate, we will be at BQE Lounge on Edgewood in Atlanta, Georgia on Thursday night for cocktails and karaoke. Sleepy Green, Kurt Boogie, J&J Entertainment, Legacy.
And you never know who will be in the building. We've been in
never
this place
know.
When like any and everybody kind of falls through. So you never know downtown
humble.
Atlanta who's stopping through and who might get on the mic on a Thursday at BQE. Come through.
Tony Rock on the mic. Tony Rock on the mic.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Kiki
okay.
Wyatt on the mic doing karaoke.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Treats
I'm jealous.
That. Brian Michael Cox singing Eddie
door.
Murphy Party All the Time.
I would have hollered.
Oh man, yeah, we've seen some good ones.
Hot chocolate on the mic, like killing me. Like,
wait
listen.
A minute,
did you break out the Wu? Did you break out the Wu? Please tell me you did Wu-Tang.
I haven't done Wu-Tang yet. I'm saving Wu-Tang for this Thursday's performance.
Oh yeah, I gotta see that
yes.
on video.
You don't
want to
miss it.
Yes,
here.
Yes.
You don't want to
yes,
miss it.
Yes, but.
Yeah.
Shout out to my friend Kashana, who helped me bless the stage with Dreams and Nightmares year before last. Yeah, we had a good time. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't play around when it comes to karaoke, honey. It's take no prisoners.
All right. That's
I mean, you
got
to
I need footage.
You have to against the R&B dudes that get up there and sing for the girls and have them throwing panties and stuff, like, you know.
Oh, my.
Hey. Throwing panties. On that
it goes
note,
down.
We going home. We going home throwing panties. Let's go.
All right. Well, again, Hot Chocolate, happiest of birthdays. I know you are going to turn up this weekend. I need footage. And I'll be, of course, getting you some treats your direction, something that spiked. Yes.
Like the meme says, Seminem Rose.
That's right.
We are the crew, that team, that network, TM Hyman Radio. Hot Chocolate, TM the General, Madam Boston out there somewhere in the world, and Fee. We'll see you on Wednesday. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.